Question of the Week from the Naked Scientists.
Hello and welcome to Question of the Week from the Naked Scientists with me, Diana O'Carroll. This time it's time to get festive food ready to test this one.
This is Rick Shepp from Vermont, USA. And my question is, what exactly is tryptophan? And does eating turkey make you sleepy?
Is it worth going for seconds this year?
Hi, I'm John Fry. I'm a consultant in food science. My specialty is nutrition, dietetics, and low-calorie foods. There's been a question about sleepiness caused by tryptophan in turkey, and this is a popular myth in the United States that a feeling of sleepiness arises after the Thanksgiving meal, and it's caused by the Thanksgiving turkey having a high content of a substance called tryptophan. Tryptophan is an amino acid, one of the building blocks of protein, which means that pretty much all proteins contain some tryptophan. But turkey's not unusual in its tryptophan content. It has about the same amount as chicken or beef. Tryptophan is involved in the desire to sleep after a heavy meal, but only indirectly. The root cause of the drowsiness is the large carbohydrate intake that usually accompanies a celebration festive meal. All those roast potatoes and the stuffing, not to mention sugar-rich puddings, they all result in a burst of insulin in the bloodstream as the body tries to cope with this influx of sugars. One of the side effects of this secretion of insulin is that tryptophan gets into the brain more easily. And once there, part of the tryptophan is transformed into a substance called melatonin. Melatonin is a hormone involved in sleep regulation, and it can encourage sleep. But really, it's the carbohydrate in a heavy meal that triggers drowsiness, and tryptophan is just a bit player in the biochemical consequences of overindulgence in carbohydrates.
Tryptophan is an essential amino acid, and you'd get pretty ill without it in your diet. But turkey isn't the best source. On our forum, Jay Petricelli said that tryptophan used to be marketed in the US as a dietary supplement to promote, among other things, sleep. But after an outbreak of eosinophilia myalgia syndrome related to the supplement, the FDA banned its sale in 1989. Next week, I'll be investigating further the science of Christmas stuffing.
Hi, I'm Marie from Harrogate in North Yorkshire. My question is, this Christmas, when I get loads and loads and loads of chocolate for Christmas, will it be better for me to eat it all at once, the whole jar of Quality Street, or will it be better for me to eat maybe about five or so a day? Not that I'd plan to, of course.
It's a tricky decision. Gobble it all at once or nibble at it slowly. Let us know what your tactics are by emailing chris@thenakedscientist.com or by writing it to our forum at thenakedscientist.com/forum. And there's a full discussion there on all of our questions.
Question of the Week is part of the Naked Scientists podcast and supported by the EPSRC, the Wellcome Trust and UK FAST. Look us up online at nakedscientists.com.